Is Dexter ill? Is Dexter ill today?
Mr. Kirk, Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's truancy problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Oh, Mr. Kirk, I'm as upset as you to learn Dexter's truancy. But surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It's the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane.
That boy needs therapy.
You're psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Lying down on the couch?
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Brannigazoo, let's have a chew. How about I count three?
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Business continues below.
Did I ever tell you the story about
cowboys
and midgets
and Indians
and frontier psychiatrists?
I felt strangely hypnotized.
I was in another world.
The world of 20,000 girls
and milkman rectangles.
Two optometrists.
A man with a golden eyeball.
And titanium buttocks.
Or juice on your chin.
I promised my girlfriend I'd get
the violin.
Estou com raiva.
pena, bicho. Vou botar você na pena, bicho.
Yeah, that was Theme from Black Belt Jones. Here's Donald Byrd with Blackjack.
Thank you.
Black Jack by Donald Byrd. Before that, we heard Dennis Coffey theme from Black Belt Jones. We also heard The Avalanches with Frontier Psychiatrist. That Boy Needs Therapy. And we heard Blockhead, Carnivores Unite. That we started out with that. Also in there, MC Tati Quebra Bajaco. Vou botar você na pista. That's some favela hip-hop by Big Star Queen, MC Tati. She's pretty popular in that that movement, the hip-hop out of Brazil. And thanks to James for calling. Hope you're having a good evening. Hope everyone's having a good evening, and I'm having fun up here. I'm going to play Sly and the Family Stone next here on If Music Could Talk. And the song is Lelo Lai. And I just want to remind you that you're listening to the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. This is WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
Different bills for different thrills, different days for different ways, different freaks for different weeks. If you just spent your last dollar and it didn't make sense or sense, if you just wanted to follow and you're running out of presidents, sing it. Lelo, 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 when nighttime finds you wishing, daylight has to bring the one thing that could be missing.
Means right on, brother, and right on, sister. Anyway, learned it in Hawaii.
Now it's time to do some wailing. Come on and dance with me. Nothing is to gain and failing. So come on and dance with me.
Nobody told me to be big like these. Nobody told me.
place for us in movies. You just gotta lay around.
Why do you wear your hair in such an unusual style?
Well, we've always liked it long. Even when we were at school, the headmaster used to shout at us. The principal, you call him over there, used to shout at us for having our hair long. But, we had it back and to the side and forward and up and down and all sorts of ways. But about 3 years ago, Paul and John went to Paris for a holiday. And they tried to get the French cut, but it didn't work out, and it ended up like this. And I went to the swimming baths. When I came out and when the hair dried out, it was just all forward like a mop. So I liked it, so I left it like that. And then, when Ringo joined the group, we got him to get his hair like it. Because by then, people sort of were calling it the Beatle cut.
I see. Is this rather prevalent in England now? Are there many kids wearing this style? Do adults wear it?
Yeah, well, you see, that's the main difference between the kids over here and in England. You see, in England, there's two lots of kids. There's the rockers and the mods. That's what they're called. And the rockers are sort of the people with the old haircut, like the Tony Curtis style, and they wear winkle picker shoes and zip up leather jackets, and they're the rockers. And then the people who are the mods, who are sort of dressed like us and have their hair forward, and that they're supposed to be the with it ones, and the rockers are supposed to be the old fashioned ones. But over here in the States, this mod bit hasn't caught on yet. And everybody's still sort of a rocker.
Yeah, and rocker kind of means square, doesn't it?
Well, I don't really mean that the people over here aren't really square. It's just, if they went to England, they'd be called a rocker, you see, because of the way they dress and the way they have their hair. I mean, this is only the teenagers. I'm not talking about older people.
Right. Do you find that you have any problems or special difficulties due to the unusual haircut and the very distinctive clothing that you wear?
Yeah, well, it makes us, people can sort of pick us out easier. And they can spot us coming, a mile away with this haircut. And so, you don't stand much of a chance if you want to go out because, The haircut gives us away straight away, it's the first thing they notice. But, you know, we like it. We wouldn't change our herd just to be able to dodge the people.
When you go out by yourself or in a group, do you dress in exactly the same manner as when you perform or whenever I've seen you?
Yeah, more or less. You know, we always... The only difference, I think, on stage we wear big high-heeled boots, Cuban heels, and the boots we've got for offstage, they're sort of the same, except the heels are a bit shorter. And, but generally we wear the same sort of stuff.
George, do you have any, you personally, do you have any special ambitions outside of being a member of the world's top recording group?
No, well, if you'd have asked me that question 9 months ago, well, I would have been able to say, you know, to sort of to come to America to have a number one hit in America and to play Carnegie Hall, to play the Palladium, to play in front of the Queen and all that, you know. I mean, in fact, the things we've done, you know, they were our ambitions, say, 9 months ago. But, you know, everything sort of happened all at once. But now, you know, at the moment, you know, we can't really think of anything that we'd like to do.
Oh,
Oh yeah, that was the Kinks sitting on my sofa, sipping apple soda. And before that, we heard The Word by the Beatles from Rubber Soul. We heard a short excerpt of an interview with Ed Rudy, interview with George Harrison, Ed Rudy, and that interview was from back in, I think, 65 or 67. But you heard him talking about their hairstyles and what it's like to go out now that they were super, super famous. And then before that, John Lennon. Nobody told me there were days like these. Today's been a pretty good day. I hope everyone out there is having a good day, a good Sunday, and a nice Sunday evening. It's 7:42. We've got about an hour and 15 minutes left, approximately. Thanks to Sean for calling in. Thanks for the shout-out. So we're going to just continue on, but I'm going to read you this PSA here. It's concerning... Got to open up the application here. Oh, here it is. Let me see. It's opening up. Oh, yeah. Okay. The Rasika Group performs a musical concert in Richmond on Saturday, September 20th, 6 p.m. at the Pocahontas Middle School, 12,000 Three Chopped Road. This charity event supports Open India and education of underprivileged children and women in India. The concert features musicians from the orchestras of famous Bollywood composers Bappi Lahiri and Lakshmikant Pyarelal. More information about Open India, visit www.openindia.org. And that's the Rasika Group performing next Saturday, September 20th. So we're going to switch it up here and play a real odd track by Mr. Bungle from their California CD. Came out back in 99. And the song referring to what we all go through in the workplace, or a lot of us, the lucky ones, I guess, lucky or unlucky, is that they're air-conditioned places and there's no real air inside them a lot of times. If you work in an office or something, air conditioning can be a good thing, but summertime you might get a little too much air conditioning. Wonder why I'm talking about air conditioning? Well, the track is called The Air-Conditioned Nightmare. This is Mr. Bungle from their California CD, The Air-Conditioned Nightmare, on If Music Could Talk.
Sanctuaries, a top gun, you have. These words. are sledgehammers of truth.
And the iron heart of sin.
Bacchanal, the whole island played carnival. People were jumping to and fro to the rhythm of a red hot calypso. Here they're singing all day, all night, Miss Marianne. Down by the seaside, she's sifting sand. Strings on a banjo can tie a boat. Water from the ocean can sail a boat. Come up, Mr. Coleman. Water Spain was rarely a scene, and pandemonium reigned supreme. The red letter day we can't forget. Young and old, black and white was in the fet. Here they singing all day, all night, Miss Marianne. Down by the seaside, she's sipping sand. Strings on a banjo can tie a goat. Water from the ocean can sail a goat. Come up, Freddie Grant. Was on parade, that was a royal masquerade. They wore the bad dragon and clung, and the Indian with the Jose coming down. Hear them singing all day, all night, Miss Marianne. Down by the seaside, she's sifting sand. Strings on a banjo can tie a goat. Water from the ocean to sail a boat.
All day, all night, Miss Marianne.
Bimbo,
feelings, come on, reggae jam, come on, reggae jam.
Central America have a bacchanal, 10th of September, Belizean Carnival, Caribbean people bumping, national pride exploding, suddenly rain start falling, but the crowd kept wailing, rain can't stop the reggae jam.
Rain can't stop this reggae jam.
Rain can't stop this reggae band.
Rain can't stop this reggae band.
Rain can't stop the reggae groove.
Rain can't stop the reggae groove.
Rain can't stop the reggae move.
Rain can't stop the reggae move.
Come on, come on, get move up and run no risk. One man over full of baskets. It's the reggae jam, come on. It's the reggae jam, come on. It's
their bellies was flooded with beauties. The queens on a float, they waving, band on a trailer jamming. Lord, what a sweet vibration, I feel in the inspiration. Rain can't stop the reggae jam.
Rain can't stop the reggae jam.
Rain can't stop this reggae band.
Rain can't stop the reggae band.
Rain can't stop the reggae groove.
Rain can't stop the reggae groove.
Rain can't stop Caribbean move.
Rain can't stop Caribbean move.
So you got to understand the beer one. You got to understand, make a plan. Got to understand, oh, I need no cocaine to my brain. Need no cocaine to be rain. I need no cocaine, come on. All I need is your loving and your kissing and your
Centro America tiene un bacanal. Pre es de Chatamal. Pueblo caribeño cosa. Ocoya de patria desbordando. Que bien vibraciones. Sienta las sensaciones. Rain can't stop the reggae jam.
Rain can't stop the reggae jam.
Rain can't stop this reggae band.
Rain can't stop the reggae band.
Rain can't stop this reggae groove.
Rain can't stop the reggae groove.
Oh, give me the Caribbean move.
Give me Caribbean move.
All I need is your love, come on. All I need is your love.
Yeah, this is Jamaica.
I feel like tonight I wanna take a bite.
Yeah,
baby,
this is
give it a try. You know what I mean? Need no cocaine, come
this
on.
Is the
I need no
song.
Cocaine. And when you rock, when you rock, when you rock, all right. When you skank, when you skank, when you skank, all right. When you skank, when you rock, when you groove all night. It's a reggae.
A little bit of a double negative there. He needs no cocaine, which is good. I'm glad that Lord Laro's MC there is denouncing the use of cocaine. Cause, actually, he's referring to Dillinger's reggae track sort of in a roundabout way there, who sang about cocaine. So anyway, that was Reggae Jam by Lord Laro, the Rude. That guy's known for loving the ladies, among many other things. But was a Calypsonian in the 70s and 80s, maybe even before, Lord Laro. Want to thank Mike Murphy for that record, because he passed that one on to me when we were record shopping. Saw him at a record place, secret undisclosed place, and he pulled out this record. And he was like, here, there's something for your show. I think you should have this one. So thanks a lot for that. Before that, we heard Rafael de Leon. That was Marianne. That was that Calypso tune. And we heard Mr. Bungle, Air Conditioned Nightmare. So that gets us up to the top of the hour here. It's almost 8 o'clock. And up next here, we're going to hear Dennis Brown, The Promised Land. And then I'm going to play another track by Dennis Brown. Then we're going to get into all kinds of other stuff. So don't worry. We're going to keep it moving here on If Music Could Talk. This is WRAR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And hope you're having fun. Hope you're enjoying what I'm playing. Take care and keep it locked. Keep it locked on WRAR, that is.
Whoa, well, the promised land, going to the promised land. Yes, the promised land, oh gosh, now, to the promised land. Well,
promised land. Oh gosh, to the promised land. Oh, to the promised land. Well, there's plenty of land for you and I. By and by, lots of food to share for everyone. The life of segregation in the promised land. Take me to the promised land. There's the promised land. Oh, that's the promised land. Oh, 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 yeah. Yeah. Said, well, riding on the kids' highway from Cairo to Kenya.
To know what it means to be loved. You don't to tell you this. Your love I've tried to resist, for I just can't go on like this, pretending each day. You make me feel so mad. You make me feel so sad whenever I'm to share your love.
There is a lot of love. problems hanging over me. Lord, but them a mad over me, hey boy. And them a crazy over me, yeah. My girlfriend is so jealous, you see. I said that girl, she care for me. That girl, she don't want to lose me. That girl, she says she care for me, lad. But them a mad over me, hey boy. And them a crazy over me, hey lad. But them a mad over me, hey boy.
Yeah, you know. And the team Bible sound called Please Unlimited, you know. Yeah, lift it, Johnny Ringo. Lift it, lift it, lift it.
Let me see. Do you think people will be doing longer numbers? Will be trying to?
Well, like if they have something
moving towards, maybe even symphonies.
Yeah, know? I think they should. If they have something to offer, really. If the number really has to be long, they said, "Well, I got this number, but I just can't get it together unless it's. I just need more time on it." Well, then they should. Really should. They should never hold, you know, time like that because of a number. You know the song that we had named Purple Haze?
Yeah.
That was about it had about 1,000 words. And it just, and this makes me so mad because that isn't even Purple Haze, you know?
What do you mean? That is,
I don't know, man. I'm just a frustrated old hen. That's what I feel like.
But that was, you should have heard it, man. I had it written out.
It's about going through all these, this land, you know, this mythical. Because that's what I had to do, is write a lot of mythical scenes. You know, like the history of the wars on Neptune and all this mess, you know. And the reason why the rings are there, you know. You have all these... See, like, how they got the Greek gods and all that mythology. Well, you can have your own mythology scene. Or write, you know, fiction. Mm-hmm. Complete fiction, though, you know. I mean, anybody could say, well, I was walking down the street and I see an elephant floating through the sky. Well, it has no meaning at all, you know. There's nothing imagined except this is an elephant there, you know. And if you don't watch out, you might break your neck.
Do you think you'll be able to make more demands as you continue?
Yeah, this whole thing's going to blow wide open soon.
Happy New Year, first of all. Hope you have about 1 million or 2 million more of them. If we can get over the summer. Yeah. We'll have to dedicate this one to... such a draggy scene that's going on. All the soldiers that are fighting in Chicago and Milwaukee and New York. Oh, yes, and all the soldiers fighting in Vietnam. But they do a thing called machine gun. Thank you.
This final section is only a few words about reincarnation and death.
That's what we don't want to hear anymore.
People really, people really believe that every single person that's born here is completely different. You know, I mean that's true. But through the times, can you imagine all these? Well, what if we all are supposed to go to heaven? All that? Can you imagine all these people who died beforehand? And all of us, all of in heaven,
yeah,
all of on top of each other. Hey man, move over, man. I don't have the room up here. It's a hill. You had no business dying, did you? So, oh well, God. So can you imagine that? Wow.
This has been an interview with Jim Henders.
Black Moth, Super Rainbow with Roller Disco. And before that, we heard Jimi Hendrix, Machine Gun from Band of Gypsies, and some excerpts of an interview LP that came out with the picture disc kind of thing going on. Before that, Echo Minded, Mad Over Me from King Sturgav Hi-Fi Lee Unlimited CD, a live session. That was on Live and Learn Records, distributed out of who knows where. Originally released in 1983. Before that, we heard Dennis Brown, Should I? And we also heard Dennis Brown, The Promised Land. So it's 8:30, and you're listening to WRAR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, and this is If Music Could Talk. And up next here, I'm going to play, this is a track by The Clash from the CD London to Jamaica, sort of a questionable release. I don't know where this one comes from, but it's a live concert at the Bob Marley Center in Jamaica on October 1982, and the song is Straight to Hell on If Music Could Talk.
From the business world, shut up. Hey, Diana. Drum, play drum. Yeah, drum call. Oh, drum call. Yeah, yeah, man.
Could be anywhere, could be anywhere, could be anywhere.
Thank you.
choices, then we gonna fuck up.
I don't have to tell you things aren't good. Everybody knows things aren't good. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. Young punks are running the street, no one knows just what to do, and there's no end to it. The dollar buys a penny's worth, banks are going under, cobblers keeping a gun under the counter. We sit watching our idiot boxes while some local anchorman tells us that today we've had 18 murders and 80 violent crimes, as if that were the way things were supposed to be. We know times are bad, worse than bad. People are crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going utterly mad, so we never leave our homes. We sit in our comfy abodes while the world is getting smaller, and we say, come on, at least leave us alone in our family rooms. Let me have my microwave and flat screen and my 20-inch wheels, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not gonna leave you alone. I want you to get angry. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to write your senator, because I won't know what to tell you to tell him. I don't know what to do about the recession and the inflation and the crime in the street. All I know is that you've got to get mad. You've got to say,
not there. There's no real way it can be explained. I guess it's the way I smile when I hear your name. It's the little things you do that mean so much. It's the care that you put into every touch. It's the way I trust you and you trust me. I guess some of us are so lucky. I was known for having the upper hand. I was known as a stone cold ladies man. If it wasn't for you, I'd be that way still. But lately, there's a change in Jalil. Though my friends play games and tease me a lot, I know I'm more than happy with what I've got. When I get up in the morning and go to work, see all day long, I stay alert. Until we come home at night and close the door, two people share one common cause. When I say one love, you can trust me, cause never have I been so lucky.
One love, you're lucky just to have just one love. Just one love, you're lucky just to have
diamonds to go. At first I thought she left me cause I didn't buy her enough. But then she left me a note along with all my stuff. Said maybe one of these days you'll have to learn that love is something that you gotta earn. And once you earn it, got to know how to keep it. You got to want it as well as you need it. To have lost love was a hurting lesson, but to have had love was a definite blessing. Now I know what the Beatles were thinking of when they said that money can't buy me love.
When you say lost love, what do you mean? I just went through the exact same thing. Mine was lost for a whole different reason. I lost my love because of cheating. Started roaming through the streets all day and night. I guess greedy best describes such an appetite. I wish I had a bat, but it remains a wish. I guess a bird in the hand beats two in the bush. I'd like to thank you, girl, for teaching me love. Because all in all, I had a fall. I guess it's better to have loved and to have lost than never had loved at all.
One love. Just to have just one love, one love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one, one love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one love, one love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one love.
Now I think it's about time that we break it down. This is all about the love that we lost and found. About the love we missed and the love we shed. About the love that just and disappear. About who is for real and who is fake. So you can learn from our mistakes. Cause it was already written, done and said. So you can stay two steps ahead. It's for the love which you give. It's for the one we live. It's for the vibrant letter. Means may we last forever.
One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one love. One love. One love, you're lucky just to have just one. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one.
One love. Yeah, yeah, one love, people. That was Houdini, one love. And some words of wisdom from those guys. Classic. Before that, Erykah Badu, Twinkle, from her New America, Part 1. And we heard The Clash, Straight to Hell, before that. You're listening to WRAR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, and this is a musical talk. Thanks for listening. And it's also the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. Gosh, lots of calamities this past week, huh? Like the flooding in Texas, it's horrible, horrible stuff. So on a more serious note, and since we just sort of marked the seven-year anniversary of September 11th last week, I'm going to play a song off of an album that came out, I think, just right before that happened when I was living up in New York and got into this album. It was like sort of my medicine, sort of sentimentally at the time, living in New York during that all that darkness and horrible tragedy. So this is a song off of that album. It's Sade, Lovers Rock, and the song is Every Word. A little trip into the past there.
Love is right away. I saw a picture. How could you be so careless? How could you have done that to us? And I write this letter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Four Hero with Star Chasers, and that was from a 1998 release. Wow, we've actually gone back in time today rather than forward. But we're always moving forward. Forward ever, backward never, right? This has been another episode of If Music Could Talk. I'll be back here next week. Stay tuned for Can't Stop the Music. I'm going to finish it out on this wonderful Sunday evening with a track off of the album by Choing Droma and Steve Tibbetts, Cho, or Che, maybe. Tibetan singer with an American sort of new age psychedelic experimental guitarist on Hannibal Records, a division of Ryko Disc. This is Kiema Mimin.